3P05, welcome to the second nonprofit crisis response outline. I'm extremely pleased with the work that I saw on Nonprofit Crisis Response 1. I think it was an interesting sort of assignment. I'm really pleased with the work that you handed in. The grades were I was very pleased with them so far. If you have any questions about your grade or that the work, you can come by and drop in during office hours. I'd love to go over it with you, and we can sort of look, and I can look at the feedback given to me by the TA, and we can really get in depth. But just again, as a reminder, these responses themselves taken as a group are important, but each individual one is worth only a small portion of your grade. But overall, I was really impressed. I don't have many major concerns about the work that was done throughout this assignment, and I'm pretty sure that the second response will go just as well. So at this point, head to Brightspace. If you haven't already, have a look at the nonprofit crisis response number 2. That's, again, just as a reminder, it's on Brightspace under NPO crisis response. You have a look at the folder there labeled response 2. There you will see an outline that says NPO crisis 2. So here's the situation that I'm asking you to do now, and it's a bit of a jump ahead in terms of the task that we're looking to do, and it's something that hopefully you'll be able to do when you graduate from Brock University, and that is, of course, provide essentially what is a program analysis here. But we're going to be doing it in a very, very, very condensed time frame here, in a very sort of basic version of that. So in order to grow a Canadian nonprofit support organization, model organizations need to be identified according to specific criteria. That's essentially the broad-based outline for what we're going to be asking you to do here. However, identifying the strengths and weaknesses of any organization is important research for modeling ideal nonprofit structures. So what am I getting you to do here? In 500 words or less, so again, very, very, very short, identify a Canadian nonprofit, either outside or inside the sports sector, to be used as a model for future nonprofit development. Use the following criteria for your analysis and assess your organization a score out of 100. So essentially what I'm looking for you to do here is pick a nonprofit, any nonprofit that you'd like, and really do an analysis of the organization itself according to 5 specific criteria. First being mission alignment and community impact. How well does the organization fulfill its mission and serve its target community? Are programs accessible, inclusive, and impactful in promoting sport participation and development? Financial health and sustainability. Is the organization financially stable with transparent budgeting and reporting practices? How effectively does it manage funds, including fundraising, sponsorships, and grants? Does the organization have a clear governance structure with engaged, diverse, and skilled leadership? Sorry, this is for category 3, governance and leadership. Are decisions made ethically and transparently? And is there accountability to stakeholders? Number 4, program quality and athlete development. Are the programs well-structured, age-appropriate, and aligned with long-term athlete development models? That's the LTAD, which we've gone over in 2P06. How effectively does the organization promote both recreational and competitive opportunities? And finally, volunteer and stakeholder engagement. How effectively does the organization recruit, retain, and support volunteers, coaches, and officials? Is there strong engagement and communication with athletes, parents, and the broader community? So that's very specific criteria that I'm looking here for you to evaluate. I know what's going to come through your mind as soon as you start this task. You're going to say, okay, fantastic, no problem. I'm going to pick a nonprofit. Let's say Hockey Canada, Baseball Canada, Kitchener Minor Baseball Association, you name it. And then you're going to start going through those criteria and you're going to ask yourself, how in the world am I going to actually know this stuff? And moreover, how am I going to cram it all into 500 words? The answer is you're going to have to be creative in some senses. Okay, you're not going to know the answers completely to any of these questions. You're going to be using whatever information you can get your hands on for that organization in order to evaluate these questions. And if the answers to those questions are not immediately apparent, you can mention that in your analysis as well. So for instance, when we're looking at, say, the second part there, the financial health and sustainability. Well, many nonprofits that are large especially will publish annual reports in which they were able to describe some basic financial information. This is part of being a nonprofit, this need to disclose. So again, there's a lot of information that's going to be available, especially with the larger nonprofits. If you choose a smaller one, you might not have as many, but you can look through meeting minutes, you can look through whatever documents you can get your hands on. If you can't find any information at all, that's of course a problem. And again, that would affect the score. Really what I want you to do though, when you're sort of answering these questions and justifying the responses that you're going to be giving here, and again, we're talking about short sentences here describing these things, not paragraphs. You don't have enough time. So you're going to be doing them essentially really, really, really short blurbs for each of the criteria listed. I want you to justify those scores using information gathered from course readings so far this semester. So things we've gone over, when I'm asking you to evaluate the volunteer and stakeholder engagement or the mission alignment and community impact, or even governance and leadership, tell me about the leadership from what we've looked at. Look, use the guest lecture that we've heard so far. You use what they've said there. That's the kind of thing that's going to get the best responses and the best grades overall. Are you not only answering the question, are you evaluating the criteria, are you drawing in course materials, specifically course readings and those articles you've been reading as well? So that's the assignment outline. And again, as a note, the way this week is going to work, we are changing your form response here and we're reducing the word count on your form response to simply 100 words. And your form response, as it notes in the question itself, is simply asking you to identify which nonprofit you've chosen and explain what led you to that choice in 100 words. So we're cutting that significantly down because you've got an assignment due this week. And I know that your attention is going to be focused mainly on that assignment. Okay, so in the short term here, identify that nonprofit. And again, you're just going to be doing this in a very sort of basic process of looking around on the internet, essentially, for all of these things. So again, focus on a sport that you care about. That's my advice number one. Focus on a community that you understand, maybe even perhaps it's one that's relevant to you. But those two things will help you narrow down your choices, because of course, your choices right now are vast. And as a reminder, you don't need to choose a nonprofit in the sports sector. The reason that I'm asking you to do this response here is we want to identify what are the sort of basic criteria if we're going to create a nonprofit. Say we're going to create a nonprofit that governs cricket, like we did in nonprofit crisis response number one. We want to identify what are the structures that we need to put in place to make our nonprofit successful, and what is the model that we're going to use moving forward. And it's also important to sort of ask you to do that process of evaluation. Something that you're used to doing in university is being evaluated. You're going to be doing the evaluating here now. But again, your grades, the way you're scoring on this assignment will be based on how well you justify your scores, how well you justify the information that you provide, how well you justify how you've described your nonprofit, and how well you describe how this nonprofit serves as either an example of a well-run organization or as a not-so-well-run organization. So this week, that is your nonprofit crisis response, and that is going to be the bulk of the work this week. So as a reminder, your form response has been augmented to reflect the requirements of this assignment, and it's been reduced to 100 words. Have a look at your form response right away. Have a look at that outline. If you've got any questions, feel free to send me an email. And good luck, and I can't wait to see your work on nonprofit response number 2.